promise you the secrets of the universe, nothing more.
So there's some secrets out there that the universe don't know about?
K!
There is no K. He's been dead for over 40 years.
What?
Somehow history has been rewritten. There has to be a reason this is happening, and K seems to be at the center of it.
You're gonna send me back to 1969.
Hey, man, hey, how old are you?
29.
Oof. You got some city miles on you.
Okay, here's the deal. There are some franchises that die off for a bit and the fans demand their return. I never got the sense that the Men in Black movies were in this category. In fact, aside from a few diehard fans, probably the only people who really wanted a new movie were Will Smith and Barry Sonnenfeld. This third installment, a decade too late, follows the same plot as The Santa Claus 3 and Shrek the Third. Agent J must travel back to 1969 to stop Agent K from being murdered by an intergalactic bounty hunter. Sure, the fun elements from the earlier films are there, but the whole franchise feels like it's stuck in the 90s, evidenced by Smith's tired acting gags and the use of terms like pimp slap and shiznit. There are some funny moments, but the writing is weak, the performances are phoned in, and the villain is forgettable. So much so, the movie literally forgets about him for about 30 minutes in the middle. Men in Black 3 gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.